See you tomorrow. I don't see you, so I saw you. See, saw. Okay. This question that you posed to me is a good introduction to what we were going to talk about in the Nesilas Yesharim. And that is, you know, Nesilas Yesharim talks about right and wrong. Zihirut is to know what's right and wrong and to follow what's right. Remember we said yesterday, there's two parts to Zihirut. To know, and then the other one is to follow. Every person sitting in front of me has this issue. Because you guys are asking, well, how do I know what the right way is? And how do I know if I'm doing good? And how do I know what should I should be doing? Right? This is the number one question. The answer is what the Nesilas Yesharim says in Perek Daled, the Derech Kniyat HaZehirut. Yeah. How does one get to have Zehirut? Zehirut is the clarity and to pay attention, right and wrong, and to follow them. So how does a person do that?
You have to have the clarity first.
You have to have the clarity first, right? He speaks about, in the previous Perek, how the world and the tavot of the world is choshech, is darkness that he doesn't let you see. So what's the answer to that? Imagine you tell a guy, the world and it's dead. Okay, but I live in this world, so what do you want me to do about it? Negiot, the person had once, and therefore, okay, so what should I do about it? Says the Nesilas Yesharim in Perek Daled. Hine, Masha, maybe it's Adam, Elder. So, what brings a person to have Zehirut? Hu Limud HaTorah. Vahu Masha Amar Pinchas Betchilot HaBraisa, Torah Mevila De Zehirus. Torah brings Zehirus. How and why? How and why? How does Torah bring Zehirus? How does it work? So first of all, this is what I was trying to explain to you. Look at people who are learning. They're good people. People who sit in the kollel, they're good Jews. It's a skula of the Torah. It's a skula. The Torah gives a person the koach to be clean, to be real, to be focused. How? Why? We could talk from today till tomorrow, but it's a truth. The truth is, those that sit and learn have clarity of what this world is really all about. The minute you start getting out there, it gets complicated and confused. It's blurry. It's very, very blurred. It's a horror, constantly, non-stop, working at you. I once said, why does this generation have to deal with the cell phone? And the answer is because Hashem protected the person that he could be in the shul, he could be in the yeshiva. It's a horror, can't take that, because this is the Gemara says that if a person gets in touch, in contact, he gets confronted by the Yetzirah. What do? Run to the base medrash. So what did the Yetzirah do? Came up with a follow you. He learned the way how to follow you into the base medrash with the cell phone, with the iPhones. I hold Emes Lamitay. The Mahalach of how? No, it's Emes Lamitay. It's not. I've said this all. I'm surprised you didn't hear from me yet. I say it all the time. The Beis Medrash used to be a way on how to cut away from everything. See, it's a hard figured way how to sneak his way through that. In the Beis Medrash, to have the iPhone, it's great. I can give you all the dirt in the world in the Beis Medrash. You never heard Meshchei Le Beis HaMedrash. Once he came into the Beis Medrash, you were done, right? You're in the Beis Medrash. He was safe. There's a very famous story for the Kotzke Rebbe. Kotzke Rebbe once said, it doesn't bother me, this aver, that aver that you do. It bothers me, how did you do it? How did you have the time to do it? You should be in Beis Medrash learning. I said, you went to the movies. How did you go to movies? In the Beis Medrash? You went to the movie. Terrence says, you're not in the Beis Medrash. So what happened? Now you can get the movie into the Beis Medrash. They figured a way. The Yetzirah outsmarted. Yeah. this Rabbi Isai is because the outside world is so tumult. It's so mixed up and it's so blurred. Clarity is here. Now I want to tell you, one of the makos was chayshich. Why? It says in the Rishonim and the Mefarshim, it's to show that Klal Yisrael lives in light. Goyim, choshech. They chose chayshich. Yeah? I think the Chida says it, maybe. I don't remember who says it right now. I'm a little tired. The Chida, where did I speak it out once from? Makas Chayshech. Oh, we said it from a Medrash. Which Medrash was it? Medrash HaGadol. We said it from the Medrash HaGadol. That's it. Medrash HaGadol says, Goyim, dark. Yidin, light. Where? Even in the dark. In the dark, they find light. In the dark, they find light. You know what Torah is called? Kinar Mitzvah, the Torah. Torah is light. Torah is light. Clarity. You could see straight. Now, how does that work? Maybe it's Skulat HaTorah. Maybe it's something special. You know, when you have a special, medicine that works, you have to know why it works. It works. Now, the truth is, we find the Chazal, Barasi Yetzahara, Barasi Taira Tavlin. Hashem created this disease called Yetzahara, and he created the anecdote through Taira. The only way to not give in to the Yetzahara, and the only way to not get confused from the Yetzahara, is by learning Taira. I don't believe that it's at all possible to fight the Yetzirah if you don't learn Torah. It's impossible. It's impossible. I'm telling you right now, it's impossible. The Rambam says that all the deviance in Arayot, bad thoughts and whatnot, there's one anecdote to it. Torah. It's impossible. I'm telling you, it's impossible to control arayot, thoughts of arayot, unless you're learning Torah. It's impossible. There's no way that you could learn from today till tomorrow all the different psychological and spiritual, ideas behind it. If you're not really learning, immersed in Torah, there's no way that internet's going to kill you. It's going to kill you. So the truth is like this. The truth is, people always ask me this question, but I see people learn and don't behave. So what happened? So the real answer is they're not learning. That's the real answer. The real story is they're not in the Beis Medrash learning. Because if you're really harving and you're really working hard in the Beis Medrash, this would not happen. I once heard from my uncle, Reb Chaim Walkin Shlita, something very interesting. He said that there was a certain, quote-unquote, Talmud Chacham, he seemed to be a Talmud Chacham, that he got, in his old age, he forgot all his learning. Reb Chaim Kanievsky, great tzaddik. So the son went into Reb Chaim Kanievsky to ask the following question. The Gemara says that Talmidei Chachamim, the older they get, the better their mind, the more Torah, the more there's maskinim, the older they get, daitam yeshevis, they get more learning. So how do you explain what is learning and that what happened? Reb Chaim answered with such tmimut, with such innocence, and there must have been something wrong with his learning. That's the answer. Something wrong. It's a fact. Learning, sexual issues, they don't go hand in hand. It's impossible. Impossible. It's impossible. They don't fit into the same heart. It's impossible. Yeah? So what makes a person to have zehirut? A, learning. It works. But then there's another thing also, which is very important to understand. The reason why people have not clarity is because they have a lot of nigiut of want. I want this and I want that and I want this for myself and I want that for myself. Torah purifies the person, that he has less and less. I need. And the less I needs go into the mind, you know, it becomes clearer what the point is, why you're here. Torah gives a person a tremendous focus. Why? Again. So either because that's the ma'ala, that maybe is the schut of Torah, the skulata Torah. It's very possible this is skulata Torah. But there's also a part of it which is reasonable, and that is Torah curbs the appetite. Write that down and take it to the bank. Torah curbs the appetite. You know, there are certain people who look for gimmicks on how to curb their appetite. You want to curb your appetite for you. I need and I want. The person's hungry. He's hungry for this world. He's hungry for another car and another show and another. You want to curb your appetite? Tyre is the best. What do you call that when you have the appetite suppressant? An appetite suppressant. It's an appetite suppressant. It curbs your appetite. You know what happens when your appetite gets curbed? Tell me, let me ask you a question. You ready? Sit down, I'm going to ask you the greatest question. When a guy is starved, right? What in his mind does he lust the most food-wise? Cakes and candies and sweets and chazerai stuff, you know, like, right? What happens when a guy is pretty much full? So what does he eat? Healthy, I don't know, a fruit, a vegetable, huh?
Opposite,
no? So I'll tell you, I don't know what type of guy. You're a robot made different than most people.
Why dessert is in the end? You're full already, then you have a little bit of dessert.
That's the whole point. You don't really need to eat, right?
Yeah, so, of course not.
So
yeah.
Wait a minute. So what's dessert? It's just strictly taiva.
Yeah.
So when it's strictly taiva, what do you want? You proved my point. Thank you for proving my point. You know, I should take you wherever I go.
Let's go.
Because whatever I say, you'll say, it's not that, it's exactly what the Rebbe said. Not what he said, but it's exactly what he said. That's gewaldic. It's unbelievable, no? Wherever I go, JJ, huh? Yeah. You're not right. You know why? Because you are right. How could you be right if you're right? That's the whole point. When a guy's not hungry anymore, the only thing he'll eat is what? For taiva, so then it's cake and candy. When a guy eats, because he's taka, he needs to eat. That's the whole point. Taira. What it does is it takes away the taiva part of I need and 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 I want and I need and I want and I need. So what do you... You stick to the basics. You stick to the basics. This Rabbi Isai is Miskulat HaTorah. Now, the question is... So I can learn anything. Let me pull out Kochim, Taharot. Why do I even have to learn Musar? The Chazon Ish held, you don't. Chazon Ish says, just read the Gemaras. And that's good enough of Musar. What do you have? Just read what the Gemara says. Good enough. No? The problem is today, we maybe don't learn the Gemaras in such a way that we connect to the actual Gemara. So then we need to be spoon-fed. We need to take the medicine and do what with it? Put a little flavor. Make animal shapes out of it. You ever see where when a kid needs to have vitamins? The gumbies and then the vitamin C and then the Flintstones and what other fun you guys have?
Uncle Moshe vitamins.
They have Uncle Moshe vitamins?
Yeah, of course.
Jews are good. They're good. They come up with good stuff. You hear?
Very good.
You need to... Masilas Yisharim. Come here, David. Read. Omnam. Yeah. Amnam al derech hapshat. You see, so the real reason, the real way to go is just by learning. Torah mevia lidei zehirut. Amnam al derech prat.
Hamevi.
Hamevi lezehu ha'izbainis al chayim ra'avayda shechay ba'adam. When you realize and you start thinking, you know, what do I have to do in this world? Ba'omek hadin aleha, and how much I'll get paid bad if I don't do it.
Amen.
Amen. That's why we have to begin to learn about each Aveiro theoretically. Yeah, theoretically. We can learn any Gemara, Rashi, Tosis, and it would help you. But because, you know, you need to a little more, so we have something called Midbonen, which is where when Musa came in. Musa came and took the Gemaras and into Musa. So we should be able to eat it, you know, and swallow it on our level.
So today it's not just regular learning. You need to actually do everything. Well, the Gemara,
we need to. The Mishnebura Paskins that you have to read at least a half hour of Musa a day. At least a half hour. Every person needs to have.
That's not including regular learning time.
No, that's what he wants. Instead, not including regular learning time, you need to learn Musa. You need to learn a half hour a day of Musa. Now, The question is going to be, what is my responsibilities, right? How do I ever know, like we started the question, what's real need and what's Bukhari and Papa need, okay? What my father instilled in me, you need to do this and you need to do that and you need to have a job and you need to... How do I know what I need? How do I know? So the real truth is, if a person learns Torah, his heart will direct him where he's supposed to go. There's something within the neshama of every Jew that has a compass of what he needs to do in this world. You know why those that don't pay attention to that, and it's because the negiut of I need, blocks that. You know, the Gemara says that every day a bat kol comes out from Shemayim. You know what a bat kol is? And it says, "Oy loy lel baina shel Torah." Whoa, people, learn Torah. The question is, this bat kol, where is it? Tell me, could we like to hear it? It comes out every day, but nobody hears it. So what's the point? You know, there's a question they all ask: if a tree falls in a forest and there's nobody there to hear it. You know who asked this question? The Sfatemis. Sfatemis, without the example I gave you, asked, why do I need a bat kol every day? Every day I need a bat kol. Why do I need a bat kol?
No.
Who hears it? What's the point? Says the Sfatemis, those that are Maharer Tshuva, and those that follow the Torah, they hear that bat kol in the neshama. They hear it. The neshama is screaming at them. You know, there's something called band radio. You know, band, B-A-N-D. It's a soft, what's it called again? Sure, you know. What's it called, Rami Chayil? New soft band radio, the radio that has the, you need a special radio for it.
Broadband.
I don't know, different radio. How come you can't take your regular radio and catch it? And what's the answer? It needs a special radio, right? Special radio. The neshama, the Jewish neshama, they hear the bas kol. Sfatema says, you know, anyone who did tshuva, it's because he heard this bat kol inside his neshama. It's talking to him. Yeah? Now, what happens when a radio goes off in the morning? You ever see it? And it's Shabbat. So what do? You take 20 pillows, right? And you pile it on top of the radio, right? And then you can't hear the radio. You pile onto the neshama pounds and pounds of tavot and ratzon and dirt. Imagine, coming, could you hear your radio if you bury it in the mud? Take your radio. Take a tape recorder, put it in the mud, and bury it with 30 pounds of mud. You'll be able to hear the radio. That's what we do around neshamot every day. We bury. Had we not buried it, you know what would happen? Neshama would tell me, go, sit, learn, daven. It's talking to me. His zihirut is, pay attention to your neshama. and stay away, careful, from all the things that cut the cord, the wire, where the neshama can't function. And then you'll see the truth. How come this guy, he doesn't see it? I can tell you, any guy that came to me and says he doesn't understand, he didn't learn. I can guarantee you. When you don't learn, you don't see anything. You can talk to the guy till blue in the face. Because his neshama is not picking up the band. He's not picking it up. So to answer your question, listen to your neshama. Now you're going to come and say, but my neshama is telling me something different. I don't, it's hard to believe that. If it did, you wouldn't be here now. You wouldn't be in the yeshiva now. You'd be gone. Your neshama is telling you something. It's begging you. I don't want to take in any name. Let's say Yisrael. Yisrael, listen. Listen, I get it. The whole world is screaming one thing. What is the world? The world is ta'avot bilbulim on top of ta'avot and bilbulim. And nobody's happy. Nobody's happy. There's nobody happy out there. Which we'll talk about again tomorrow in the Mesillas Yesharim class. Okay, we'll stop over here. We have to go for Mincha. All right? Okay, tonight, did I answer your question?